Now, listeners in Scotland have contacted this programme because of problems they're having getting the flu vaccine. Last week, we reported on delays in England and Wales as demand outstripped supply. In Scotland, this is the first year that the flu vaccination programme is being delivered by 14 health boards instead of GP practices. Well, we've been contacted by people who are being asked to travel miles for appointments when they don't need to, and the people you would think to be the highest priority patients are at the back of the queue. Barbara Cooney got in touch with us about that. She lives in Glasgow and she was offered an appointment that she couldn't make at a nearby shopping centre. Well, getting another appointment proved very difficult.
I tried to phone the central telephone number again and I made 18 attempts and finally got through. And the woman on the line said, "There's nothing local." And I said, "Well, we're so keen to get this, we will travel to get the vaccination." And she said, "The nearest place to you is in Kilmacombe, which is 24 miles away." And I said, "Yes, okay, we'll go to Kilmacombe because we really want the vaccine." So that was set for the following Friday. Before then, on the Monday, I happened to be in the shopping centre doing some shopping and I passed the space where the vaccinations were taking place. And the large area seemed to be mostly empty. And a lot of the nurses really didn't seem to be that busy. So I spoke to the receptionist and I said, "Look, you know, we've had this letter, but we couldn't come at that time. We're really keen to get it." She said, "Well, we'll do it for you if you come in just now, if you get your letter and come in just now." So it was a mad dash in the car back to pick up my husband, back to get the vaccinations. We walked in, we got the vaccinations that day. And I said to the nurses, "You know, they were going to send us to Kilmacombe." And she said, "Well, this is just ridiculous." I said, "How long are you actually going to be here? Is it just today?" She said, no, she said, "We're here for 8 or 9 weeks. The whole thing is just an utter shambles, just a mess."
And Barbara also says the system doesn't seem to be prioritising the right people.
My very, very elderly father, who also has asthma, still hasn't had any kind of invitation. We're trying to get a district nurse to come to him and he's had absolutely nothing. So he's still unvaccinated, even though he's in the oldest group and in, you know, the vulnerable category because of his health condition. It's very galling to get lots of communication from the Scottish Government saying you must get the flu vaccination this year. It's particularly important that you get it this year. And then it's made so difficult to get it. I think an awful lot of people are just going to give up and the numbers will be down when they should be up this year.
Well, we did ask NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, that's Barbara's health board, about her experience. They said that on rare occasions, flu clinics may have experienced people not attending appointments, which resulted in unplanned extra capacity. And they say they're taking action to resolve this issue by allocating new appointments where there is space to do so. They say they don't want to encourage people to drop in, though, because of the risks of crowding in venues. Well, Linda Bold is a Professor of Public Health at the University of Edinburgh. Linda, how typical is Barbara's experience?
I think this is a hugely challenging programme to deliver. At UK level, the number of people who are planned to be vaccinated for influenza this year has doubled. And like so many things, when you try and provide it at scale, it means there are logistical challenges. So we've obviously heard a number of things from Barbara and others. Difficulty getting the vaccination, A. B, the prioritisation of different groups, using the Scottish immunisation recall system, which tends to prioritise younger groups, which isn't ideal for COVID. And then third, we've also heard that some healthcare workers in one of our NHS boards have had their vaccination campaign suspended just because of logistics and demand. So clearly, given that we know mortality from COVID can be made much worse, actually, if someone also has flu, it's really important that we get this right.
And just to take one of those things, you know, why would Barbara's dad, who's in his 90s, not have an appointment yet before other people who Barbara will have heard of who've been getting theirs.
So as you rightly pointed out at the beginning, Peter, the boards are delivering a lot of this, our 14 health boards in Scotland, and some of them, I emphasise, not all of them are using or adapting this Scottish immunisation recall system, which gives appointments from youngest to oldest. In contrast, in my own health board area, Lothian, that's not the case. So there's variable models of delivery across the country, but clearly it's not right that the youngest who are eligible should get this first.
Well, NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde said all patients will have their appointment date by the end of October, and that everyone, regardless of the age bracket, who needs to be immunised will get their jab before the start of the flu season. Well, Dr. Nicola Steedman is the Interim Deputy Chief Medical Officer for Scotland. On this issue of priorities, Nicola, that is ridiculous, isn't it? Don't most people know, you don't have to be a doctor, that the older you are, the greater your vulnerability?
So the Cabinet Secretary has been really clear that those with the greatest need and the greatest vulnerability, as you say, should be prioritised first for flu vaccination. Generally speaking, that will be the elderly. As you say, there are people who are under 65 with other risk conditions, but largely speaking, it will be based on age. And that's what the Health Secretary has been absolutely clear about.
But that
prioritisation should carry through to delivery.
I don't understand how this could happen. Wouldn't somebody just look at that and think, if we're asking younger people, i.e. 65s, to go before people in their 90s, wouldn't they just say, that's crackers?
My understanding of this is that some of this is an automated process in terms of the letters that are sent out from a central resource. And that is probably where some of these problems have arisen. And certainly there have been technical glitches in the rollout of the programme this year. And I don't for a second say that those are acceptable in any shape or form. We want people to have the best experience possible whenever they're trying to get the flu vaccine this year. But as Linda has pointed out, there are challenges with a programme of this size. As I say, that's not an excuse.
In the past, of course, you'd have got your flu jab from your GP, which is really easy for everyone to understand. It's been changed to health boards this year. Bad timing?
No, is the short answer to that. The change to health boards was planned for a couple of years now, and processes were being put in place to make that change already. So this was not specifically in relation to this year. That's the first thing to make clear. I think the second thing is that even if those plans had not been underway, we would have had to do this year, given that all parts of the health and social care system have had to adjust their approaches because of COVID. And clearly, the increase in the volume of the flu vaccination programme this year, put together with the need for infection prevention and control practices and physical distancing, means that it would have been impossible for general practice to deliver all of the flu immunisation programme this year. However, it is important to say that in many areas, GPs are still delivering some of the flu vaccination programme, but it would have been absolutely impossible for them to do it all.
I mean, but it is still happening. And I mean, it's still in England, I think. I just had my flu jab from my GP, and that is simple. And wouldn't this dottiness have been spotted if that had been the case?
Clearly, Scottish Government have delegated authority for vaccination to the health boards to allow them to plan appropriately for their population. Now, we are working with those health boards really closely, and we do not want the experience that Barbara has had to happen. We really don't. And so, as I say, my sympathies are with her, and we are working with the health boards to make sure this doesn't happen.
But isn't there a danger that people will lose confidence in the system? I mean, Barbara told us, you know, she said, I'm worried about how the system would cope with a COVID vaccine. This doesn't look good, does it?
I absolutely understand her concerns. And what I would say is, please bear with us. We are doing our absolute best, as are the boards. And that does not mean that everything will run completely smoothly or that there isn't room to improve. But we will improve things precisely in order as well, so that when a COVID vaccine does come, we will be in an even better position to be able to roll this out across the population.
Right.
The mortality and morbidity from flu, as you know, is huge. And we really would ask people not to lose confidence.
That's Dr. Nicola Steedman, and we also heard Professor Linda Bald talking to me earlier this morning.